government took the very difficult decision of suspending Madam Lara Taylor-Pierce and her deputy following very consistent, persistent, and recurrent complaints of professional misconduct on their part. As provided for in the 1991 Constitution, governments had to do the necessary thing. We are talking about an Auditor General who is supposed to maintain professional confidentiality, who is supposed to respect the Public Financial Management Act, who is supposed to maintain the highest ethical principles. You know, but all of these have come under serious questions in recent times by members of the public and by key institutions. So government needed to take the right decision to put them on administrative suspension and set up a three-member tribunal so that they could look into the allegations.
Some civil society organizations and some pro-democracy activists said the indefinite suspension of these two senior officials are a constitutional violation and a move to hamper transparency and accountability in public finance management. How do you respond to that?
I mean, I can only shrug that off, because in the history of this country, President Bill's government has given more support to the office of the Auditor General than any other government before her. We have literally quadrupled the support the Auditor General's office had had. By her own admission, this government has implemented more audit recommendations than any other before her. So we continue to pride ourselves as a government that believes in the values of transparency and accountability, and the whole world has recognized this, including the United States government's Millennium Challenge Corporation.
What do you say to critics who are of the view that these things are mere allegations to tarnish the reputation of the Auditor General, who has served since 2012 with distinction and has exposed a lot of public corruption, corruption of which the president has vowed to fight? So the allegations are made to just get her out of office, and the government is erring by indefinitely suspending her. How do you respond to that?
President Bill's government has an insatiable thirst and hunger for more and more accountability. He always says government should yearn for more transparency and accountability and not less. So that is to tell you the level of commitment of his administration. To suggest that government will devote all her time and effort to handing Lara Taylor-Pierce is, I mean, quite unfortunate. This government has more critical things to think about. The fact of the matter is, we are merely calling for evenness, fairness, and ensuring that what is good for the goose is good for the gander.
Opposition groups are saying that the Auditor General came under criticism following a report in financial year 2020 that they said highlighted financial and procurement irregularities while auditing details of the president's travel expenditures and procurement activities of the office of the First Lady. And because of some of these, you know, details of forgery of receipts, among other inconsistencies, that is why they got themselves into trouble. How do you address such criticism?
It is a known fact that the opposition will say anything, right? If we had not done what we have done this time, if we did it earlier, they would have said that it's because we do not want Lara to audit the accounts of government. Now that we've done it this time, they are contriving all kinds of conspiracy theories. But that is what it is. The fact of the matter remains, this is exactly part of the reason why this tribunal has been set up. The audit reports are not officially published yet. So to an extent that the opposition is able to talk about key and critical issues therein means Lara Taylor-Pierce has breached a major facet of the trust of her office, which is maintaining official confidentiality. As government, we do not, at this point, know what is contained in the 2020 audit. But like we say, this is all the more reason why we think public trust and confidentiality has been breached, and for the same reason that Lara must have her day before the tribunal.